Today the sugya of lighting candles on Yom Tov. Now we know that there's a halacha that on Shabbos we light candles on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanon that as we enter into Shabbos, erev Shabbos, it's a mitzvah that is given to Noshim. Primarily, it's their mitzvah. Is to light ner Shabbos. We make a bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvahs. It's only halik ner shel Shabbos. The minig is to light two neros, and this is the mitzvah that is done on erev Shabbos. The question is there a mitzvah in general for nashim to light candles on Yom Tov? Whoever said the takana of lighting candles of Shabbos applies to Yom Tov. The Mishnah says Shloisha Dvarim Tzarach Adam Lo Mesach Beisav Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Etivu had liku. One of the things that they required is to say, did you light candles? A husband reminds his wife, the halach of lighting candles appears to have been primarily instituted for Shabbos. Why? Well, that's going to be part of the question. If you ask the average person, why do Nashim light candles Shabbos? They'll typically tell you, Shalom Bayis. They'll tell you, Shalom Bayis, because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to turn on the light. You're not allowed to make fire. And when the husband comes home from shul and it's dark at night, he'll trip on something in the house, and you'll get upset, and it's going to lead to strife. And when you're going to eat your Friday night meal, if you're not going to be able to see what you're eating, it's not going to be very pleasant. So Mishum Shalom Bayis, the Chazal were misaking that Noshim should light candles Erev Shabbos, because you can't light the candles Friday night, because that's Chil Shabbos, that's the Halacha. Whoever said that there is a requirement to light candles on Yom Tov by the Seuda, either, and we know there are different minhagim. There are different minhagim as to when women should light candles. I mean, I think everyone lights the candles Erev Yom Tov. The Erev Yom Tov, Nashim light candles like Shabbos, 18 minutes before Yom Tov begins. In Yerushalayim, they light candles 40 minutes before Yom Tov begins. And for Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Okay, and then the second day of Yom Tov, in Chutz Li'aretz, that's a topic of discussion. Should they light it later after it's Tzeis HaKochavim, or should they light it before, just like they would ordinarily do, and it's not called Hachana? Well, we'll discuss maybe later if we have time. But the question is, whoever said there is such a requirement for Nashim to light candles Erev Yom Tov? This does not appear anywhere in the entire Shas, anywhere in the Medrash. Chazal are full of mentioning the halacha, the minog, for Noshim to light candles Erev Shabbos. But nowhere does it say in the Gemara that Noshim should light candles Erev Yom Tov. Where does it come from? So the only one that really mentions it, that says that it should be done in the bracha, really where it all comes from, the root of it all comes from the Rambam. The Rambam, it appears, it's a svara. The Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Mehilchos Yom Tov, Halacha Tezvav, Kishem, Shemitzvah, Lechabed Shabbos, Ula Anga, Kach Kol Yomim Toivim. Ukvar Bayarnu, Hakavod Viho Inug Behilcha Shabbos. And I have already explained to you what is called Kavod, what is called Oineg in regard to Shabbos. And when we look up the laws of Kavod and Shabbos, the Rambam there says part of Kavod Shabbos is to light candles in honor of Shabbos. And that's what lighting and candles is all about. Kavod and Oinik Shabbos includes lighting candles. And we'll come back and explain this a little bit in a few moments. Now, let's go from that Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Archaim Hilchas Yomtov, the first siman of Hilchas Yomtov, V'nire shetzarich, not only must Noshim light candles, they must make a bracha. Shetzarich levarich al halokas ner Yomtov k'moy b'Shabbos. Lefi shekeshem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbos ula angoy. These are the exact words of the Rambam. So too, kach mitzvah la'asois b'yomtif, v'zeh michlal ha'kibud v'ho'enik. Okay, so we have over here the Rambam, who says that there's a mitzvah on yomtif of kovod and oinig. And there's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah of kovod and oinig for Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah of kovod and oineg for Yom Tov. And if Chazal have taught us that part of kovod, honor, and oineg of Shabbos is to light candles, likewise, if A equals B and B equals C, that means that in honor of Yom Tov, a woman should light candles in advance. And not only should she light candles, she should light candles exactly the way she does it for Shabbos, which means she should make a bracha. Because since this issue that I just told you really is a controversial issue, there are many Rishonim who hold that a woman should light candles on Yom Tov, but should not make a bracha lahalik ner shel Yom Tov. That is not our custom. Our custom is clearly a woman, she lights candles, and she makes the bracha asher kedushon b'mitzvos v'tzvanu lahalik ner shel yom tov. Now, the truth is, I made a mistake. I told you that it does not appear in Shas. It does appear in Shas, not in the Bavli, but it does appear in the Yerushalmi. I knew I was making a mistake here. The Mordechai in Masech the Shabbos, he cites the words of the Yerushalmi in Masech the Brachos, daf Brachos Perek Tes, the Hamalik Ner b'yomtif tzarech levarech, and the Arzarua b'shem ha-Yerushalmi hamalik ner lel yomtif oimer asher kideshanu b'mitzvos v'tzvanu lahalik ner shal yomtif. Okay, so in Echanami, it is in the Yerushalmi, but it's not in the Bavli. And that leads us to a topic of discussion: is the Bavli choylek on the Yerushalmi? It's more often than not, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi don't get along. Okay, there are disagreements. Many times you will find when you study sugyas and shas and shulchan aruch, you learn shulchan aruch b'iyun, you will discover that certain major issues in halacha are a disagreement between the Talmud Yerushalmi and the Talmud Bavli. And sometimes we paskin like the Bavli, and sometimes we paskin like the Yerushalmi. The fact that there is absolutely no mention of lighting candles for Yom Tov in the Bavli would lead us to believe the Bavli possibly is chaylik on the Yerushalmi and holds there is no inyan to light candles on Yom Tov. And even if we do want to light candles, because it's a nice thing to do, as many people light candles, let's say they light candles, let's say from a lava malka, or the halacha is you light candles for Purim. The Purim Suda, you are supposed to light candles. You're supposed to light candles from Lava Malka. Just because you light candles does not mean you should make a bracha when you light the candles. No one makes a bracha when they light candles at a Lava Malka. No one makes a bracha when they light candles at a Bris Milah. Okay, most of the time when you go to a Bris Milah, you will notice that at the front of the shul, the Moihel or someone lights two candles. That is a minhag, to light candles by a Bris Milah. Lav Malka, again, you're supposed to light candles. Sudas Purim, you're supposed to light candles. Go to a wedding, they light candles, okay? It's not you at a Suda. But no one's making a bracha. It's a nice thing. It's ambiance. Or you light a candle, it's a covet for the Yom Tov, just light a candle. So what about Yom Tov? So good, light the candles. Who says you should make a bracha? Well, the Yerushalmi says you should. And in the Rambam doesn't connect this to the Bavli. Obviously, he's not going to make the connection to Bavli and Yerushalmi, but you can definitely argue that since it's a fact that one is required to give Yom Tov Kavod and Oinek, honor and Oinek, Okay, the source for that, that's not for now. What's the source of Kavan Onik for Yom Tov? But once we know that it's a fact, and we knew that there's a fact that a person has to be Mechabed Shabbos and if Onik on Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Onik and Kavan of Shabbos, and part of the rules of lighting of Kavan and Onik for Shabbos are to light candles with a bracha. So likewise, when it comes to Yom Tov, there will be a chiv to light candles with a bracha, and the bracha is the Halik Ner Shel Yom Tov. Okay, that is the basic Yisoid. But now we have to build upon that. And here are some of the issues. First of all, we mentioned before that we light candles on Shabbos for two reasons. Reason number one is oineg. The korosa la Shabbos oineg. Oineg means enjoyment. What is the enjoyment in having a candle lit on Shabbos? You can see what you eat. That's the oineg. Having a candle lit in the room takes away strife, domestic violence. It's in the news now. 911, I read yesterday, 911 is flooded. What's the top call about? Domestic violence. That's the number one type of call they are receiving in this time. It has spiked to a new degree they've never seen before, obviously because we suffer now from a new disease called quarantine fatigue. New medical term. Quarantine fatigue has led to domestic violence. In order to avoid domestic violence, all you got to do is just light two candles. That's it. And you're done. If a Shabbos, we light two candles for Shabbos. In order to, that is called oineg. But this is very, very critical.
If the goyim do that, they'll have plenty of 911 calls for fire.
That's right, they will. You said it. Okay, but then there's another. Now this is very, very critical to appreciate this point. There's another reason why we light candles, and that's mishum kovod, honor. Honor. We light candles to give honor. In other words, even if, and we should appreciate that today in the modern world, Tov Shinpei, in the year of Timolei Sechoik Pinu, this is the Ikra. If I'm not mistaken, we once spent time on this a while ago. We learned the laws of Halakas Neiros. Rav Moshe writes about this, that the Bizman Hazeh, the Oineg is not the Ikra for us anymore because we have electricity. We're not relying upon the candles that we should see what we're eating. We're not relying upon the candles that we should not trip in our homes and get into a bad mood and fight with people. Why then do we light candles? The other reason, that is the primary reason, honor. Honor does not mean there is any benefit. You do something to say to yourself, tonight is Shabbos. And what do? You go to a corner of the house where no one goes and no one's going to even see it, and you light a candle. The act of lighting a ner is an act of giving honor to the Shabbos. Even if you will not derive one iota of benefit from that ner. We try very hard to light neros in the dining room table in order that if the lights were off, you would benefit from the candle. And you're getting a little bit of benefit from the uniqueness of the glare of the candle. And it creates a degree of ambiance where you have a room that's lit with candles. So there is no question that we desperately try, that we should derive benefit from the aura of Ner Shabbos. But when push comes to shove, for example, if you're eating out, I'm not eating at home, I'm lighting candles here, I'm going out to eat by my children, somewhere else, and by the time I come back, the candles will already have been extinguished. So it turns out that I'm not going to be nene from the candles. And there's not enough time for me to go to my children and light by my children. You're still mechuyev to light candles. Let's say you are in a hotel, and in the hotel they refuse. It is against the law. They refuse. They'll blow out the candles in a second if you dare light candles anywhere in your room or wherever. And where do you light the candles? You light the candles in the lobby where no one's going to see them. How could you light the candles? What's the purpose of lighting the candles? The answer is, Rav Moshe says, the ikur tam of lighting candles is to give honor to Shabbos. You do an act of kavod Shabbos. So that's the case. So what is the nafgamina between these two? Lamai nafgamina, is it oineg or is it kavod? The nafkamina is, when should you light the candle? If the ikar tam of lighting candles is that you should enjoy the light, then why should we pollute the environment with carbon? Why should we add to carbon emissions? When you come home from shul, and now it's time to eat, now is when you light the candles to have enjoyment when you eat your food. There's really no reason why you have to light candles Erev Shabbos. You can have the Oineg Shabbos on Shabbos. Now you'll say to me, oh, you can't do that. Lighting a candle is a Chil Shabbos. It's a Chiv Misa. Misa's Bezin. Oh, okay. I can't light on, so I'll light Erev Shabbos. But if the reason you light is Mishum Kivoid Shabbos, the honor you give to Shabbos is primarily Erev Shabbos. The Iker Kovoid of Shabbos is the Hachonah of Shabbos to light the candle Erev Shabbos. So then you light it Erev Shabbos. L'may nafkamina, Yom Tif. On Yom Tif, guess what? There is no problem lighting a candle on Yom Tif night. There's no problem. Havara is mutter. Mitoich shehudru l'tzorich oichel nefesh, hudru l'tzorich cold over. You're allowed to light a candle. Now let light a new candle. Okay, we don't do that. We don't like new candles because that's called noilat. Okay, we don't like new light, but the lighting of Ner Shabbos, of Ner Yom Tif, if it's done mishum oineg, if the only reason why we are lighting candles, if the primary reason why we light candles is because of enjoyment, then a woman can light the candles after Yom Tif. It doesn't light new, you don't strike a match. We don't strike matches on Yom Tif because that is a separate prohibition of noilat, of muksa. But to take from a pre-existing fire and to light the neiros of Yom Tif, that can be done on Yom Tif, and maybe that's when it should be done, because if it's Mishum Oinek, Oinek is only on Yom Tif itself. There is no inyan, there is no purpose of doing the Oinek in advance. But here's the catch, and this is very, very important, this Yusayit. Being that the Iker Tam of lighting candles is Mishum Kovoid, lighting, that is why Erev Yom Tif, at least, women light the Yom Tif candles 18 minutes before Yom Tif begins, before sunset. Why? Let them light on the first night of Yom Tif. This year, the first night of Yom Tif is Thursday night. Thursday night, it's Friday, Shabbos. So women should be able to light when the men come home from shul, and it's now Tzeis HaKoychavim, they're going to light the Neiros of Yom Tif. Now that we know that we're comparing Yom Tif to Shabbos, and Shabbos, there's a chiv of Kovod and Oinek. And let's assume now the Iker is Oinek, enjoyment. And the only reason why Shabbos, we have to do the Oinek Erev Shabbos, because there's a prohibition to light candles on Shabbos. But Yom Tif, you don't have that issue, because on Yom Tif, you're allowed to kindle fire on Yom Tif itself. So let the women wait until the husbands come home from shul. And this year, who's going to be going to shul this year, Yom Tif? I don't know. Who knows who's going to shul this year, Yom Tif? But whatever it is, wait until it's Tzeis HaKoychavim, and then light. That's the Zman of Oinek. But being that we know, there's another element, another dimension to the lighting of candles, and that is, it's to give honor. And the way honor is defined is in advance. You light a candle. You don't have to be nene. You do something. For example, a yard side candle. Tell me, do you derive benefit from the yard side candle? You wouldn't dare, right? It's almost like it's sacred. It's off limits. So why are you lighting a candle for the deceased? Why? So I know some people will tell me it's Kabbalah. Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. If you're a Mekubal, and you understand that? That's wonderful. Most people like me don't have the head for Kabbalah. Okay, what you see is what you get. Why are you lighting a yahrzeit candle on the yahrzeit? You know the answer is to give honor to the dead. Person passed away, I want to remember him. I do something. What do? I just give kavod. It's such a simple thing. You don't have to get, you know, we get all worked up. We imagine all these Kabbalistic things. Forget about Kabbalah. Just live a normal life. It's a yard site. Let me do something so, so simple for the dead. Light a candle. It's just an act. Forget about Kabbalah. An act to give kavod to the nifter. Yom Tov is here. You light a candle in honor of the Yom Tov. The kavod has to be done in advance. That's the rule of kavod. Dignity, honor is not something you do. You do forgot all about it. Oh, look who's in the room. I forgot all about you. Oh, you wake up. That's a kavod. If you're doing something mishum kavod, you do it with kavod, with dignity. And dignity means you do it in advance. So you light the Shabbos candles in advance. If the ikar tam of lighting the candles for Yom Tov is not mishum oine, is mishum kavod, you have to light the candles 18 minutes before Yom Tov begins. And you know something that has been bigger chiddush? And let's say this year, doesn't apply this year, because this year the second day of Shabbos, you don't have a choice. But let's say you have 2 days Yom Tov, and the second day Yom Tov is Chol. So when do most women, Rubo, they light the second candle, they light the candles on the second night after Tseis HaKoychavim. So it should not be a violation of Hachona, the Yom Tov from one day to the next. That's correct. But that's the common minhag. That's what most Noshim do. 2 days Yom Tov, where the second day is Chol, not like this year Shavuos, but 2 days Yom Tov, most women will light the Neros of Yom Tov after Tseis HaKoychavim, when their husbands come home from shul. But there are many women who do have a custom to light the Neros of Yom Tov on the second day, 18 minutes before sunset. Oh, you'll say, how can you do that? But it's Hachona from one day Yom Tov to the next day Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be Mechin from one day to the next. This is not Hachona. If Chazal told us you must observe a second day Yom Tov in Golus, Mishum Sveika D'Yoma, and there must be the full Toikef of the day, built into the Yom Tov Sheni is the permission to be Mechabed the Yom Tov by lighting the Neros when the Kavod is meant to be done. It's meant to be done 18 minutes before, so you do it 18 minutes before on the before the second day, even though it's the first day, and that trumps any hachana. Hey mamru ve hey mamru. Hey mamru, there's an Isra of hachana. Chazal said it's called hachana, and they said to give kavod to make a second day yomtif. That's the yikar. A lot of people do that. Not everyone does that. I think you look around, and most people are not going to do that. But this year you're doing it. Well, this year the Erev Tav Shilin. So this year, anyway, it's the issues are not, it's moot because the Erev Tav Shilin would anyway allow you to light on Erev Shabbos. Now here's the problem. There's another issue. There are really a lot of issues. This really gets very, very dizzy, all the different issues. Shavuos is very unique. Because built into the Yom Tov of Shavuos is a principle called Tamimos. Okay, Tamimos. Many shuls, where I davened all the years, my father was very makbar on this, in the YIFJ. Okay, we had over here, see here now, Alan Gross, are you here? Alan Gross is here, he's the president of the YIFJ. So my father, he was very makbar. In the Young Israel of Avon UJ,
yes.
There was never a day in the year when we daven Ma'ariv B'Zman. Never. There's not even one, well, B'Zman, down at 10 o'clock in Ma'ariv, but there are two exceptions. There were two times when Ma'ariv was scheduled to be said exactly 50 minutes after sunset. One is Matzoy Yom Kippur, the end of Yom Kippur, and the other is the night of Shavuos. Ma'ariv would not start until 50 minutes after sunset. That's a chumrah. You don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. If you want, you can daven Ma'ariv early. This year, everyone's going to be, I don't know, everyone, but many people, no one knows, still a week and a half away. No one knows anything. No one knows it's going to be today. But you could daven early. Well, there's no question about it. You can daven early Shavuos night. But there is a minhag by some, not by everyone, that the first night of Shavuos to wait until it's 50 minutes after sunset, or 60, or 72, or 90, or 92, or wait until the middle of the night, whatever you want to do, to wait. Why? Because Shavuos, you want Temimois. Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Shiva Shavuos Temimois. You shall count 7 Temimois. And then begins Shavuos. Because the Torah injects into the midst of Sfiras HaRim the word temimois, completeness. So to preserve the purity, the wholesomeness of the Sfira, some have the custom to wait until you get to Tseis HaKoychavim Mamosh, to say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach, to usher in the new day, Yom Tov. Many will tell you, Ma'ariv has nothing to do with Yom Tov. That's not what it means to Mimois. To Mimois means making Kiddush. And you can dive in Ma'ariv early as you want. You just wait to make Kiddush until it's 50 minutes after sunset. I think some say even that's not necessary. Okay, but I'm talking over here, extremists. Today, everyone wants to be an extremist. Do you notice that? Corona has brought out the extreme element of every member of society. And the extremists who want to go and have the tanimois are going to wait until 50 minutes at least after sunset. So the question is, we have a conflict. Let's assume now an assumption that is not true, but I'm going to make a false assumption, that women are chayiv in Sfiras HaOmer. That's false. But let's make a false assumption that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. We have a conflict. We have a very big conflict. Mitzad echad, noshim are chayiv to give honor, kavod to Yom Tov, and oineg to Yom Tov. That's also not so simple. Okay, we're making now a lot of false assumptions. Let's assume all these are correct. Let's look at the conflict. You know where it really applies? It applies to a man. When a man, when he lights the candles, when he doesn't have a wife, he lights the candles. So then these issues really come into play to a much greater degree. But let's look at a woman from her, let's make believe these assumptions. A man comes Yom Tov. We know he has an obligation to be ma'aneg, to enjoy the Yom Tov, and he has an obligation to give honor to the Yom Tov. Shavuos is unique among the Moadim, at least the first day, that there's another element that doesn't appear anywhere else, is you don't want to start the Yom Tov of Shavuos too early, because you want to be mashlim the temimus of Pesach. Mimochras HaShabbos, tisveru chamishim yoim, shiva shavuos temimus tiyena. You want to give the hashlam of temimus before you go into Shavuos. So if you're going to light candles 18 minutes before to fulfill the kavod of the Yom Tov, that is a conflict with the temimus that is demanded that you mash them before you begin the Yom Tov. So who wins? Does the temimus win? And that would demand from a woman to hold off, stand down, wait until it's Vaday Tseis HaKoychavim. But that's in conflict with the element that a woman has an obligation to give honor to the Yom Tov. And the dignified honor to the Yom Tov is to light the candles before Yom Tov begins, 18 minutes before the Yom Tov begins. Houston, we got a problem. We have here a conflict between these two issues. So what do you do? So it's like everything else in this world. Machlekes, machlekes, machlekes. Everyone has a different opinion on what to do. There are minhagim where even though women ordinarily light candles early, Shavuos, they light candles after Tzeis HaKoychavim because of Tamimos. That's the Ikar. Others hold no such thing, Nishkoigen, Nishkofloigen. The Kavod of the Yom Tov is paramount. You're not doing Malacha. You light the candles 18 minutes in advance. And you can even make a shechayon. Women, they have the custom, whether it's right or wrong, that's another topic. When women light candles on Yom Tov, they make a shechayonu. They make a shechayonu. When they light the candles, Rabbi Mayevsky always talks about this topic, they light the candles, and they make a shechayonu. They're not supposed to make a shechayonu. They're really supposed to wait for their husbands to make the shechayonu for them later on in Ma'ariv. But if you tell a woman what to do, boy, are you in trouble. You're not going to start up with the women. Mayevsky, right? You don't tell them what to do, they're not going to listen to you, and they'll tell you out of your mind, so you don't butt in, and they make a shechayonu. So you don't butt in. But here, they're really getting into trouble because they're making a shechayonu 18 minutes before Yom Tov begins. You're in a direct conflict with the Tamimois of Shavuos. So this yay. Now, to make these matters more complex, let's go to the next level of complexity.
I want to give one hour to answer something here. It says, this Baruch HaMishum Yom. Now, the Gemara says that's, you know, like Avraham Yakenu, so they rounded off, but it was Matan Torah. So Shavuos is the 50th day. This Baruch HaMishum Yom, maybe you're not Yotze the Mitzvah until you count 50. So it's not 49 to me most, it's 50 to me most, maybe.
That would make it to 51.
Even though, I'm just throwing it out there.
Now, to make matters more complex, I want to add one more point, one more factor, which really shakes things off. What happens? Listen to this chiddush. This is the psak of the Gaon, the Gadol Hadar of the last millennium, Rav Akiva Eiger. Gaon Rebbe Akiva Eiger. This is what he passes la halacha. I don't think that we accept this psak. Maybe we do. I really don't know. We got to look this up. If a woman forgets to, let's say, if you forget to say Yale V'Yavoy, when you bench on Yom Tov, do you repeat the Birchas HaMazon? Of course you do. If a man forgets to say Yale V'Yavoy Shabbos Friday night, Shabbos morning, Yom Tov night, Yom Tov morning, there is no question. If you forget to say Ritzei Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei on Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei, so we paskin, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Because you have an obligation, there is an obligation for a man to enjoy the Shabbos. V'korosa, it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'korosa l'Shabbos oinek. Not in Torah, it's Navi. V'korosa l'Shabbos oinek. Oinek means to eat. You must eat. You must have a seuda. If you have a seuda, that demands that you say Ritzei. You have to say. If you don't say Ritzei, you have to repeat the Yalu. You repeat the Birchas HaMazon on Yom Tov. There is an obligation for a man. Now, I don't know all the details of this moment, but let's follow along with the basic Yisoidis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. A man has an obligation to enjoy the Yom Tov. There's even more. There's not just an obligation of Simcha. Simcha just means Basar V'Yayin. There's also an obligation of enjoyment, which means you must wash and eat bread. And that requires you to say Yalla V'Yavo. And if you get to say Yalla V'Yavo, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a tremendous chiddush. If a woman eats a meal Yom Tov night, and she forgets to say Yalla V'Yavo, or Yom Tov day, she does not need to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Because a woman is not chayiv in oineg Yom Tov. How do you like
Rabbi
that?
Levine.
Yeah.
First day Pesach. First night.
Okay.
Pesach. The first day Pesach. They are.
Correct. Matzah. They are obligated. You are correct. He actually says that. Because the first night of Pesach, only at night, is Rechiv De'oraisa to eat matzah. That is a din in Achilas Matzah. But otherwise, on the other Yom Tov, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says they have no obligation. If I'm not mistaken, it's because the mitzvah saseh shazman grama. When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos to Chayiv, even though it's Zman Groma, it's Gzeres HaKosef, Kol Sheyeshnoi B'Shomor, Yeshnoi B'Zohar. So Noshim have a full obligation like a man when it comes to every element of Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov, that's not so. When it comes to Yom Tov, there's a separation of the genders. Okay? It's a different Yom Tov. For men and women, it's an entirely different ballgame. Women are exempt from almost everything because the Mitzvah Seisha is Zman Groma. They're only chayav in the Loisas, it's not chayav in the Aseis. Oineg is an Ase. It's not a Lois Ase. Memel, they're exempt from the din of Oineg. Oineg, they're exempt from. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger goes so far to say, eating a meal is called an enjoyment. And if they forget to say, they're not chayav in eating a meal. They should, of course, eat a meal. But if they do not make, but if they do not eat a meal, And they forget to say Yalev Yavo, they don't have to repeat the Brichas HaMazon because the truth is they have no obligation to eat the meal altogether. So therefore, you don't have to repeat the Yalev Yavo. Because of this reason of Rabbi Akiva Eger, many challenge, like we started with today, why in general are women obligated to light candles for Yom Tov? If Yom Tov, they're exempt from all of the positive elements because it's Zman Groma. So how then, why do they have to light candles? Didn't we learn in the beginning that the reason why you light candles is Mishum Oinik Shabbos? You should see the food and you should not fight with your spouse. Noshim are exempt from Oinig Yom Tov because it's Zman Groma. So they should be exempt from lighting candles, which is Mishum Oinig. So what's the answer, which we always come back to? You're right, they're exempt from oineg, but they're chayiv in kavod. Now, why are noshim chayiv in kavod and not chayiv in oineg? I don't know exactly the answer, but I believe it has something to do with kavod dwells upon the negative. When you give honor, the noshim chayiv in the loisah says, they're not in mechal yomtev, chas v'sholom. Kavod, honor. What does it say in Chazal Kavod? Look at that Seres Adibras. Kabed esavich v'yasimecha. Don't sit in your father's place. What does that thing say? All things you do not do. Do not contradict your parents. Okay, do not contradict your father. Do not sit in this place. If I'm not mistaken, Kavod primarily focuses on what you're not supposed to do. By not sitting in your father's seat, that is an honor. I don't have the details, and maybe I'm making a mistake, but this is a fact. It's a given. Why it's a given, I do not know. We have to go back to the books and find the reason. Noshim are chayiv in honor. They're not chayiv in kavod, in oinek. That's the bottom line. They have an obligation to honor the Yom Tov, but they do not have an obligation to be ma'aneg in the Yom Tov. Now, this makes things super complex. When it comes to lighting candles on Shabbos, there are two dinim in lighting candles. We light candles mishum oineg u'mishum kovod. And what was the nafkamina between the two is, when is the ideal time to light? If it's mishum oineg, you can light in the evening for the very first time when you sit down to eat. If it's Mishum Kavod, Kavod demands to be lit by day, before the Shabbos begins. Shabbos, it's not relevant, the question, because anyway, you cannot light candles Friday night because Chilul Shabbos. So anyway, you have no choice but to light the candles before Shabbos begins. But when it comes to Yom Tov, you do have an option. You can light the candles in the evening because Havar is Mutter. So why then would you light the candles early? Because of Kavod. Okay, then we presented, but what about when it comes to Shavuos? There's a conflict. The conflict is Tamimos. So what would you argue? Listen, let's do the math. There are two reasons why it's fine to light the candles at night. It's Oineg. Oineg allows candles to be lit in the evening. Number two, Tamimos. Tamimos tells us don't light the candles until it's later at night. So you know what? The ideal thing to do would appear to be, and then but on the other hand is Kavod that tells us light early. So it's kavod going up against tamimos and oinek. It's two against one. So I would say light candles. Yom Tov Shavuos, women should light candles after it gets dark, because oineg allows it to be done at that point in time, and you also chaperine the element of tamimos. But guess what? It's not two against one. It's one against one, because we have just eliminated kavod from the equation. How do we eliminate kavod from the equation? Because oineg, we have eliminated oineg from the equation because noshim are not chayiv in oineg. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. The proof is Rabbi Akiva Eger. If they forget to say yalev yavo, they do not repeat the birchas hamazon. So now what are we left with? One against one. Tamimos versus kavod. Kavod demands that the candles be lit erev Yom Tov. Tamimos demands that the candles be lit after it gets dark. So what do? So the minhag ha'olam, clearly beyond a shadow of a doubt, is for women, kavod wins. Kavod always wins, Rabbi Sack. It doesn't just win here. What?
It's not mitzvah on the woman. The kavod is that the house will be lit lichvod achag. So it's not a mitzvah aseh.
Okay, fine. That's why you chayev. Fine. That's why the chayev in kavod. Fine. It's on the din of the day. Okay, fine. It's part of the lois aseh. It's part of the day. Okay, ein hachanami. But the bottom line is what? It's clear as day. The minhag ha'olam is kavod wins. And Rabbi Yisrael, it's not just here. It's everywhere. In the ganze Welt, in everything you do in life, kavod always wins. Okay, money, people, how do you know kavod is, people pay money for kavod. You don't see people giving up kavod, you don't see people giving up kavod for money, but people pay money for kavod. So therefore, the minhag ha'olam is an erev of Yom Tov. So just to summarize, we're going to stop with this, you decide to summarize. Let's summarize very quickly. There is no question that Chazal have instituted a mitzvah. There's one other very important point I have to tell before we stop. One other important point I remember now. Chazal have instituted a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neirois Shabbos. Shabbos. Two Neirois. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bavli that women should light Neirois on Yom Tov. The Yerushalmi says it. Who says we follow the Yerushalmi? L'chayra, you can argue it's a machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We go like the Bavli. Noshim should not be lighting candles. I make a bracha. Ad kedei kach. Well, obviously the Rambam did not like that. The Rambam possibly is like the Yerushalmi, or the Rambam holds that the Bavli doesn't, it's not chaylik. Just because the Bavli doesn't mention it doesn't mean the Bavli disagrees. The Rambam says, a svara, this kavod and oineg on Shabbos, this kavod and oineg on Yom Tov. And what is kavod and oineg? Kavod and oineg is lighting candles. Some male, of course, and Yom Tov is kavod the oineg. So the Rambam says, there's a svara. The Bavli is not chaylik on the Yerushalmi. Everyone agrees. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like this explicitly. We light. Okay, there are Rishonim. I'll give you a long list. If you want Rishonim that say you don't light, I could show you Rishonim that say you don't light. You don't light and you don't make a bracha. If you light without a bracha, but we don't do that. We follow Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He made the decisions for us. And he says, don't make trouble. You light with a bracha on Yom Tov, Lahalik Ner Shel Yom Tov. And Noshim also, they get so worked up, they shaloi kedin, they make the bracha shechiyanu v'kimani v'gin l'azman hazeh, and that's the minhag Yishol and v'zehu. What is the next dilemma? Wait a minute. There are a lot of different days of Yom Tov. There's Pesach, and there is Sukkos. This is the first day, this is the last day, when 2 days go together. You're mefalbel back and forth, all the different situations. Under normal circumstances, the ideal thing for a woman is to light the Neiros Erev Yom Tov. Because that's Sveidinim in Yom Tov. Kavod and Oinig. Oinig allows it to be done at night, but Kavod demands it be done in advance. And that's why we do. But when it comes to Shavuos, we have a unique situation where there's a conflict on the first day. There's a conflict because of Tamimos. How does that play out? And when you also want to take into... Now, there's another thing I forgot to tell you. Tamimos? What are you talking about? Noshim are potter from Sfiras HaOmer. This whole thing is nonsense from beginning to end. Tamimos. Noshim are chiyuv to light to say Sfira. I know today the Noshim are much better. The women, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, watch out. Don't get in their way. Okay, don't get in their way. It's scary. It's scary how makbid, how nizah they are in Sfiras HaOmer. Nah. They're out to lunch. But women, they're so makbid. They're potter legamri. So you're going to tell me that when it comes Shavuos night, it's their mitzvah to light Yom Tov candles, and you're telling me, oh, there's a conflict. They shall wait to light the Neros when it's Yom Tov night because of Tamimos. Excuse me, Tamimos, doesn't enter into the world of Tamimos. So light the candles, what are you, Oineg? You also don't have Oineg. Zman Grama. So what is an Isha really left with when everything is said and done? Kavod. So of course she shall light early by day, before Yom Tov begins. And indeed, that is the minhag. That indeed is the minhag. Not everyone. It says over here, I don't know, I'm not into doing an FBI investigation of what goes on in the world, but it seems what he cites over here is there are definitely some minhagim that women, they do light on the first night of Yom Tov. They light in Shavuos after it's late at night of Tamimos, even though technically it doesn't seem to be correct because they're not chayv in Sfira, so there's no Tamimos for them, and there's no din oinik for them, so the only din is kavod, and kavod would demand the proper thing is to do it erev Yom Tov. But obviously, there are other ways of looking at things, okay? You have to always appreciate there's other elements, and there are other ways of appreciating that, no, even though they're not chayv in Tamimos, they connect to the principles. Even though they're not chayiv and oyneg, they still connect. And this custom is, they light it bedavka at night. Now there is one other issue, and that is, why on Yom Tov would women light two candles? The only reason why do we light on Shabbos two candles? So some light a lot for every child. Zohar v'shamar. That's what it says in Chazal. Two candles connected, Zohar v'Shamar. Yom Tov, there's no Zohar and there's no Shamar. Zohar v'Shamar is unique to Shabbos. So what's Zohar v'Shamar doing here? How did that get into the, how come they're lighting? If you want to light one candle. But to light two candles, how did that enter into the equation? That's a good kasha. Why is she lighting two candles on Yom Tov? So the answer is, this is very interesting. The answer is, there's another reason. It comes from the El Yeraba in Simin Reish Samach Gimel. Okay, May, are you here? Mayor Appeldorf, are you here? I'm looking at the screen here. I don't see you. Mayor, where are you, Mayor? Okay, whose yahrzeit is today? I think today is the yahrzeit of Sadia Goyim, if I'm not mistaken. Did he put that on the chat, Mayor? That today is Sadia Goyim's yahrzeit, and in Simin Reish Samach Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Samach Gimel, which happens to be the Rosh Hashanah of Rebbe Sadia Goyim. Okay, so it's very apropos we're learning this today. Rav Meir, where are you, Rav Meir?
I'm here.
Who's, when's Rav Sadia Goyim's yahrzeit? Who? What?
Rabbi Levine, it's Sadia Goyim's yahrzeit and the Ramchal's yahrzeit.
Okay, so you
look
see.
Look at the Kailul watch spot.
Okay, so it's Rav Sadia Goyim's yahrzeit. So how apropos in Simin Reish Samach Gimel, Rabbi Sadia Goyim. And Simon Reish Samach Gimel in the Eli Rabba, the Mishnah Berurah, loves the Eli Rabba. The Mishnah Berurah is in love with the Eli. He quotes the Eli Rabba more than anything else. And he says, the ner kiminyan, what is the gematria of ner? Reish is 200, 250. 250 plus 250 equals 500, right? 500. So we have two neros, What are you looking at? You're looking at a stimulus check of $500. Per child, you get $600. But two neiros is bigamatria, ner, 500. How many limbs does a man have? Ramach, who doesn't know that? Reish memches, Ramach evarim, 248. When you make a mishberch for a woman, do you say, l'ramach evarecha, u'shesai gidecha? You don't. Why not? Because a woman has two more than, a woman has four more than a man. She has 252. What are the four more? She has doors. What are the doors? I don't know what those doors, I don't know what that means. I don't know anything. They have doors for, in the rechem, for Leda, an Isha was given, it says the Gemara says, she was given 252 Evarim. She has four more Evarim than a man, which are necessary for the process of birth. So what is, I'm not making up this number, the Eli Rabbah, it's the famous Eli Rabbah. So what is 252 plus 248? 500. A man has 248 limbs. A woman has 252. 252 plus 248 equals 500. Ner equals 500. So therefore, there are really two reasons why we light two neiros Friday night. Zohar v'shamar, and it represents a bias. A bias. The ikar of a bias is ish v'isha. Ish v'isha shalom b'neihem, shechina b'neihem. A man is 248, woman 252, total of 500, ner. So on Yom Tif, that's the only reason why you light two candles. You can't say the reason why you light two candles is because Zohar v'shamar, because guess what? There's no Zohar v'shamar. On Yom Tov, no such thing. Okay, Zohar v'Shamar is unique to Shabbos. Don't abuse Zohar v'Shamar. Doesn't apply to Yom Tov. But the time of 500 does apply, and that is why there are still two candles lit on Yom Tov. Okay, so this is a little taste of the sugya of Yom, some of the issues. There's infinitely more on this topic, but for today, we'll call it quits with that. Okay, we'll take a very short break, and I'll tell you a vart about Matan Torah, about the number 613, when we come back after this commercial break. Avsad Yagono, he was a world-renowned mathematician. I never knew that. Did you know that? He was a mathematician. He saved Klal Yisrael. There was a big machlokes between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael as to when the calendar, Pesach, when Pesach should fall out. They make an Ibiyar. It's a major machlokes. And it would have happened, if not for him, there would have been two calendars. Two calendars. Some would celebrate Pesach this day, some that day, two Yom Kippurs. There would have been a splint, Klal Yisrael would have been splintered into two parts. And he came along of Sad Yigon, and He was ma'ached Klal Yisrael, and part of doing that was he was a bucky muflug in the mathematical calculations that separated the two groups to reconcile with them, and only person who was knowledgeable in these matters had the ability to deal with this.